Hi, my name's Kirsten, and this is an excerpt from my story, Toast. You've done it again. There's a crease in the spine, and the curled corner of the page. More than one page. Why do you do that? Who stops reading a book after a few pages, folds the corner, and then starts again? And there are crumbs, hidden between the delicate leaves. I told you, you have to be careful. There's a slight burnt scent now. Where's that coming from? I bend my neck and sniff. Toast. Crumbs of toast. You've been eating toast, spraying flecks from your mouth as you casually turn the pages, leaving buttery fingerprints. I know you have. I've seen you before. When we're both home. Curled up on the sofa, tea in hand, and buttered toast on the side, as you flick through a crisp Sunday supplement. You do it with the TV on, some inane home improvement show that you're not even watching. It drives me mad. It's like a comforting cocoon. You have to have everything on all at once, like you can't decide what you want most. I've found other things before nestled between the pages. Little trinkets in the books you bring me back. Extra gifts I don't want. Those little metal twists, whatever they're called, you use them for tying up food bags. All coiled up or neatly knotted. Earrings. Loose change. Worn out bus tickets. Why do you keep them? Hair bands. Hair clips. Hair, often. Long strands. I have to fish them out. They get caught up in the spine. They're always clean. I'll give you that. Always soft, fine strands of spun gold. You don't know how lucky you are. I keep turning the pages, checking right to the back. There's crumbs the whole way through. There's even a bit of crust. It's dirty, the whole thing. I can't stand it. It's so thoughtless. You know how much it upsets me. You know, but you don't care. You don't think of yourself as uncaring. You'd hate to, but you don't care about these books like I do. I've seen your shelves packed full to overflowing. Piles of books left lying around, coated in dust. Breaks my heart. You laughed when I said that, not nastily. You're not nasty. You said they were untidy, you meant to sort them. You keep meaning to. You don't find it that upsetting. It doesn't niggle at you, deep into the night when you're trying to sleep. All these habits I have, it's not much. It's just the little touches. I like things to be neat. I like my thinking to be neat, ordered. You charge around in a haze of late appointments, last-minute dates and drinks. Never time to check if you've emptied the washing machine or even locked up. There was that time last winter when you'd just moved in. Do you remember? When you walked out and left your door open and someone went in and nicked your laptop. You were so upset you phoned me in tears. All my pictures, you said, my files, music, how will I get it back? It's only luck the police found it, that the thief tried to sell it on, in a known crack den of all places. It's only luck they took nothing else, that everything was still sealed tight in boxes. You hadn't bothered to unpack anything yet.